It's called veto session because it's when the General Assembly is supposed to consider legislation the governor rejected or changed. Theoretically, at least, legislators will deal with measures nixed by Governor Pat Quinn, including statewide regulation of plastic bags and a plan to let cancer treatment centers reject job applicants who smoke. But with the shackles of campaigning just removed, especially for legislators who won't be back next session, it's a ripe time for votes on a range of contentious policies.
It's going to be a very rough session.
Anti-gambling activist Anita Bedell.
Because there are so many lame ducks, who don't have anything to lose by voting on gambling.
Bedell spent the week of Thanksgiving asking gambling opponents to call their legislators. She predicts they might try to override Quinn's veto of a plan that would give casinos to Chicago and four other towns, including Danville and Rockford. On the other hand, Quinn might be backing off his stance that he wouldn't tolerate slot machines at horse race tracks. So rather than try to go around him, legislators may instead work with him to pass a whole new bill. Either way, Bedell says she's seen it before. The end of session is when legislators try to ram through controversial proposals.
Whenever they think they can get it through quickly, that's when they run the bill.
What has Bedell on edge has Dan Lynn excited. He heads Illinois Normal, the national organization to reform marijuana laws, a group that has tried for roughly a dozen years to legalize marijuana for medicinal use. It's come close, but no cigar. Now,
we're as optimistic as we've ever been.
It's cautious optimism.
Unfortunately, we've been confident and optimistic before, and there's no guarantee in politics that this will even get brought up in the veto session.
Lynn says this year's different. The measure scaled back to a 3-year pilot program, and because the conversation nationally is changing. Colorado voters just legalized pot for recreational use. Likewise, the election saw 4 states support same-sex marriage. Emboldened by that evidence of a shift in public opinion, advocates are making a push to approve gay marriage in Illinois. Democratic Representative Greg Harris of Chicago, who sponsored Illinois' civil unions law, acknowledges momentum, but he's not rushing down the aisle of the House just yet.
I take this seriously. When I call it for a vote, I want to be sure it passes. This is not something that, I would call frivolously.
Harris says there are so many other pressing issues on the agenda, he doesn't know if there's time to get it done. One that appears to be on the fast track, driver's licenses for immigrants who are here illegally. And with President Barack Obama still in the White House, it looks like his signature health care act is here to stay. Legislators in his home state are getting ready to implement it. That's sure to be controversial, too, pitting insurance companies and business groups against advocates like Jim Duffett of the Illinois Campaign for Better Health Care, who says with the election over,
there's no longer any excuses for politicians on both sides of the aisle not to move forward and implement Obamacare.
None of these get to the heart of arguably the biggest issues in Illinois, pensions and the budget overall. There's talk of veto session votes to put more money into education, to refinance the state's debt, or even to extend the temporary income tax hike. It's a blockbuster agenda, but like reporters, legislators have a habit of procrastinating until deadline. If measures aren't taken up this week, there's also a second week of veto session in early December, and the current General Assembly is scheduled to return again at the start of the new year. They can vote right up until new legislators are sworn in, meaning there's plenty of time left before the so-called lame duck legislators fly away. I'm Amanda Vinicky.